Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back in just a moment.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk, packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families in our local communities. It's all about family, the cows, and the land, and of course, providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we're going to talk about the livestock futures yesterday. And another tough day for livestock futures. Triple-digit lows pretty much across the board yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. The trading yesterday actually started on the mixed side in light volume, but it turned negative in a big way, as Dave indicated, and closed with those large triple-digit losses, both in live cattle and feeder cattle. We saw additional long liquidation by the funds and some lower cash trade take place in the north at the price of 155 that helped to pull the futures prices lower. We saw choice box beef yesterday down $1.29. Select boxes were up $1.51 and a movement of 141 loads, and a cattle kill estimated at 116,000 head, with the feeder cattle index down 54 cents. Now, we also saw the hog complex yesterday close on a negative note. Some new lows for the current move were made in the lean hog. Now, we saw the markets open at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon for today's session with a pretty stout volume taking place overnight and lower prices. Now, we are recovering somewhat from our lower prices, but we are still holding negative with October live cattle down 15 cents, October feeder cattle down $1.85, and October lean hogs 32 cents lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures here today. And after those reports come out, mostly negative across the board. A few positive months in corn, but wheat and soybeans negative yesterday.
Yes, we saw an interesting trading session yesterday. It started out mostly on the negative side, and then the USDA report came out at 11 o'clock in the morning yesterday, and we saw some new contract lows made in the corn and the soybean futures shortly after the report was released. Now, the report turned out to be friendly for the corn, negative price-wise for soybeans, and neutral to slightly bearish to the wheat market. Now, we saw the markets recover from their lows yesterday, but we are looking at the market now, watching the upcoming weather heading into the harvest time frame, and traders will be trying to decide if the corn and the soybean crop will get even larger than what it already is. Now, the overnight trading has been pretty much in moderate volume and mostly on a positive note. At the moment, our December Casey wheat is 3¾ cents higher. December corn's up $0.01¾. November soybeans 2¾ cents higher. The December cotton is up 61 points. September crude oil trading 10 cents lower. The September dollar index is 12.5 cents higher this morning, with September Dow Jones futures up 62 points.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today and look forward to our visit again tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.